How long have you been at AFI?
How long have I been at AFI? I was at AFI at the Kennedy Center, going back to, actually I first started there, long story, I first started there when I was in graduate school working part-time as a box office, and later sort of circled back after a while and basically been part of that team since 1980, person on our sort of shift from center to exploring the opportunity here in Silver Spring and actually acting on it and building it. And you were here at the time.
Okay.
And that when the county folks first came to us to talk about it, it seemed insane. It's like, insane is maybe a strong word, but it seemed like you must be kidding. But in fact, it was really a great vision that everybody had. It was really, I think it's one of those moments in time where government, elected leadership, community activists, developers, all sort of suddenly synced up, really did something that I think has turned out to be pretty special. I mean, I don't mean the theater here. I mean the whole development downtown. When I first came out, looked at the project, you know, you looked at it and it was, dead animals, mold, water, and all the stores were empty and knocked down. There's a skateboard park behind, the temporary park over a Coon Park, I guess it was. Things seemed to be enclosed in barbed wire. And there was nobody on the street. And I look at it today or even, 5 years ago, I mean, and it's hard to imagine, when I have a lot of pictures from the time, when I look at them, like, it's hard to imagine when you look outside now and you see everybody out and life and the excitement and residential and the entertainment and everything else. Great. Exciting.
Huge change, that's for sure.
For the better.
Yeah, absolutely. And you were part of the original group that pushed for the state legislation to create the district.
Yes. Mario Loiterman.
Why was that important to that group of people?
Well, I mean, it was an interesting group of people. I mean, I remember myself and remember Mario Loiterman and Senator Rubin and myself and Teresa and all the cast of characters.
Barbara.
But I think, I think for everybody's point of view, one, I think everybody wanted Silver Spring and the downtown area to be distinctive. I mean, I think from day one when everybody entered these projects, and I think the sense of place and critical mass, everybody felt that needed to be there, and also to sort of bring the, in those days we had those little pockets of energy around, separated by some pretty large areas of non-energy.
Not much.
And I think everybody understood that that needed to, those threads needed to be pulled together. And it seemed that the character of the neighborhood, the character of the people here, the character of what we wanted, the people we wanted for what we were doing, it just seemed that we needed more concentrated creative activity. I think we've been rolling forward on that. How do you feel? But do you think we've made?
Yeah, I mean, somebody asked me the other day. Actually,
To be negative.
I ran into him here.
Okay.
I had met him. He'd come to the last meeting.
Okay.
Jay. Committee. Yeah. Yeah. And then he was here for one of the movie nights that runs. Yeah. And I ran into him. He was got to talking, and he said, "What do you think?" I can't remember if he asked it, if it was me and my chairmanship or if it was just the committee in general, but what did I consider the most important? I pointed across the street, the film, in terms of what the committee has done. Now, you guys come in here predated that committee, of course.
But that's the first large step outside of the redevelopment zone, out of the formal redevelopment zone.
And it was a bear.
And it, yes, and it, really it was. Like everything else that we seem to undertake, did not go easily.
No, it did not. And there were times when I thought the whole thing was just going to collapse.
Right. Well, I will tell you this.
There was Bruce.
Going back to 1998, 99, 2000, there were times when I got up in the morning and going, we're not going to make it. But you have to throw that aside.
Okay. But I mean, beyond that, the committee is basically a policy group.
Yeah.
So,
yes, we're
to advise the executive
on what how we see, you know, direction to go.
Where do you see that going in the next year or two? What would you like to see
my hopes,
the county do?
My hopes, what I'd like to see the county do, what I would, you know, and obviously it's can't speak for the committee as a whole.
Right.
But personally, I would want us to see us to focus on general notion of placemaking, and that's sort of, in some ways, a nebulous or amorphous term. But I think most people like know it when you see it. I think that it's hard to manufacture in a sense that, you know, I think it has to have an authentic feel, be meaningful. But I think that there is that Silver Spring really have, when people picture it, whether you're living here or it's a place you're coming to, that you have a picture of that energy, of this is a place you want to be, that has both pure entertainment, it has substance, it has authentic feel on the ground. Those are things that, I mean, again, they're rather subjective, but I think that we can work on them in the sense of what our streetscape looks like, how lighting looks like, what are the little things, that sort of pull the threads together. When you walk around, I was just noticing the other night, Urban Butcher reopened.
Right.
There's a tremendous amount of street energy going on down those blocks now as well. And again, I think, you know, and this is not, I think, being participated in the civic life around here for quite a while now, but I think you would agree there's probably a tendency to be a little negative sometimes, to sort of not see the glasses sort of filling. And I look around and I think that the truth is there's been a lot of progress, not just in the arts and entertainment district itself, but in just for the community as a whole, of what I would call energy and liveliness and life in the day, in the evening, and that there's a very positive feel when you walk around. And I think that's what we need to nurture. And I'm using a lot of squishy terms, but I think that's real. I think that's what we really need to sort of look at, and how do we keep that and keep, you know, during the process, you know, over the years, there's, we don't want to be Bethesda, we don't want to be this, we don't want to be that.
Right.
You know, and that's fine. I think we want to be, here's what, all the things we don't want to be are successful. So we want to be successful in our own terms.
Right.
That's what I think we're really trying to say. And I think we can and are, and I would suggest that we have going here that I think is kind of special is like a lively ethnic, economic, racial mix, diversity, enjoying and sharing the public space and the community in a way that I think is not seen everywhere. Personally, I think that is where the larger future lies, and that we should really, I actually think we're a really cool place. And that we should own that. We present ourselves that way. Nothing to apologize for.